ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं जैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तदो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवत्रेषु नित्यं भागवदसेवयां भगवतीं उत्तमश्लोकीं भक्तिं भवदीर्नैष्ठिः। श्रीमद् भागवतम कांडो 10 चैप्टर 4 द अट्रोसिटीज ऑफ किंग कंसा टेक्स्ट 30 कांडो 10 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 30 आकर्ण्य भर्तुर् कडितम् आकर्ण्य पर्तोर कडितम् तमुचु देवसत्रवत् तमुचु देवसत्रवत् देवान् प्रतिकृतमर्षा देवान् प्रतिकृतमर्षा तैतेयानादिकोविदा। आकर्ण्या आफ्टर हियरिंग पर्तो ऑफ देयर मास्टर कडितम द वर्ड्स ऑफ स्टेटमेंट तम उच्चु रिप्लाई टू हिम देवसत्रव All the asuras who were enemies of the demigods, Devan, the demigods, Pradi, toward Krita Amarsha, who were envious, Daityaya, the asuras, not Adikovida, who were very expert in executing transactions. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. After hearing their master statement, the envious asuras, who are enemies of the demigods and were not very expert in their dealings, advised Kamsa as follows. Purport. There are two types of men, the asuras and suras. To bodha sarkav lokhyas mean दैव आसुर एव च विष्णु भक्त स्मृत दैव आसुर तत् विपर्यया पद्मपुराण। दोस हु आर डिवोटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु कृष्ण आर सुरास आर देवास वेर दोस हु आर अपोज टू द डिवोटीज आर कॉल्ड असुरास। Devotees are expert in all transactions. Yashyadi bhaktir bhagavadi ahinchana sarvair gunai tatra samasadi sura. Therefore they are called kovida, which means expert. Asuras, however, although superficially showing expertise in passionate activities, are actually our fools. They are neither sober nor expert. Whatever they do is imperfect. Mokasa moga karmana. According to this description of asuras, given in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 12, whatever they do will ultimately be baffled. It was such a person who advised Kamsa because they were his chief friends and ministers. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Saya Bole Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatta Deshadarini Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadadara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Varunda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I beg permission from all senior devotees and Vaishnavas to bless me to give this lecture. With their blessings, I will try to tell something. This sloka is very much connected to Asura. Kamsa was told by the Yogamaya, the child has born somewhere else. Then Kamsa was convinced by Devaki and Vasudeva, they will obey his rule and all those things. Finally, Kamsa was taking the counseling of his ministers. Prabhupada is telling this, it was such a person who advised Kamsa because they were his chief friends and ministers. Because Kamsa was advised by Asuras, Mokasa Moha Karmana, they are baffled their material activity. Those people advised Kamsa, therefore he also got lost. And in this whole process, this Sura Asura, Sura is Devas, from Padma Purana Prabhupada is quoting. And Asura means opposite, Asura, non-devotees. Sura is Vishnu Bhakta. Vishnu Bhakta Smrutto Daiva. Devotees are called Sura and non-devotees are called Asura. Those who are devotees are Lord Vishnu Krishna, they are Suras or Devas. Whereas those who are opposed to the devotees are called Asuras. This is the basic definition of Sura and Asura. But the main difficulty with this guna is coming, Asura and Sura, their nature, is explained in the 17th chapter, 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita very nicely, the difference between these two characters. The main character the Asura is having, they don't know pravrtimsa, nivrtimsa, what to be done, what not to be done. And it is very important in a society, we need to know what is to be done, what not to be done. Even in the common people, the common government, material government, they have lot of laws. Similarly, human society also has lot of laws created by the Lord, by Shastra. And if they don't know what to follow, what not to follow, chaos means total confusion. It may be any level. The level may be small or big, a house or become a small district or big country or world or prapancha. Everywhere rules are there. In Kumar Sasti, Prabhupada often tells our governments are making rules only for human people, human beings, not for other entities. But the Lord's rules are for all living entities. We need to respect all rules for all living entities. Nowadays we are not even following the rules for human beings. What to talk about the rules for other living entities? Therefore we are becoming asuras. We are not following. Actually, suras follows. Asuras, they don't follow. Sura, devas. They have also sense gratifying mood. The asuras also having sense gratifying mood. There is no difference. We saw Indra, Chandra, Agni and all. So many mistakes they do, sense gratification activities. What is wrong? They are also having, the asuras also having. How does it differ? We certainly see both are having sense gratification mode, but how does it differ? Certainly one is trying to achieve by praying the Lord. Akama, sarvakama, mokshakama, udharadi. Another is without a sanction or the prayer they are doing. The suras, they are following the shastras, and according to shastra, they are engaging their activities and try to enjoy. Asuras, they don't follow the shastra, go against the shastra, whimsically they do. Prabhupada tells in the Bhagavad Gita, whimsically they do. That's what called pravrittincha, nivrittincha. They don't know. What to do, what to know. Okay, you want to enjoy, there are ways. Karmakanda portion of all Vedas are for that. Every small petty thing to big thing you can enjoy with the shastra. There is no nothing left in the things. Even Bhagavad Gita tells. You want to enjoy family life, dharma virata bodhisa kama ushmi bardasava. Even the family life you want to enjoy, doesn't matter. Go according to shastra, dharma virata. Don't go against the shastra. Asuras go against the shastra and enjoy. Suras, they try to enjoy according to shastra. What is the difference? What is the advantage of one enjoying without shastra and one enjoying with shastra? If somebody tries to enjoy without shastra, he gets lost to fall down to animal life. In the chapter, Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, at the end, I am repeatedly putting down in the hell, repeatedly, so never he can come up. Because he is degrading his life. When he goes against the shastra, he is degrading life to the lowest animal life. But what is the advantage of enjoying according to shastra? Because sadhureva mandavya, he is sadhu, he is following because of his past vasanas, he has to go through all these steps. Therefore, slowly he will come down, come up. Both are enjoying, one is according to shastra enjoying, one is without against the shastra enjoying. Without a whimsical, not against shastra. He doesn't know what to do, what not to do. Prabhupada used the word whimsical. Such a person, he fall down, degraded to very lower species of animals. Whereas, the devotee is also enjoying. You take family life or eating or sleeping or anything. But he does according to shastra and as a devotee, even sometimes he may not follow perfect shastra. But as a devotee, continues sadhana. And continue with that he is doing. Slowly he will be able to come out. Like a child trying to walk. Many times it falls down. But finally, if it doesn't give the effort, it is able to walk. Similarly, a person who is in sura, but he wants enjoying propensity, what else? Everybody has enjoying propensity in this material world. That's why we have come here. But to do according to shastra, that is sura. Who is not doing against shastra, who is without badreshana shastra, ha shastra vidhi utsurja. So you throw away all the shastra things and try to enjoy, you are falling down. That's why the whole process is only shastra vidhi. That is, material nature goes according to the karmakanda portion. Another is devotion platform. This is better platform. The devotee is automatically becomes sura. The Lord instructs him and bring him to the back to the position of shastra vidhi following, and also he may not be able to deviate, he is sadhureva mandi, he will come back one day. This is the main difference between Sura and Asura. And Asura, it's a very pitiable that things they cannot come up. I'll repeatedly put them down. Krishna is telling such a the Unnata Sloka in Bhagavad Gita, it's very shocking. This is the Unnata Sloka. He tells it, they can come or never come up. I'll put them again and again down. Why? Because it doesn't follow. He doesn't take the right path. He doesn't become the devotee. He doesn't become Sastra. Even Sastravidhi who is following karma and a person, they may not be devotee. But in the process, they will become devotee. This is steps before becoming devotee. Ego wants to enjoy it. Let's say you see, you know, that Bhagavatam is talking about the Pranchana story. Prajana Parhisit. He wants to enjoy. But he was doing full karmakanda. Therefore, the karmakanda activity is preliminary to the devotion. Somebody who wants to enjoy. It's better than the asuric nature. This is Sura nature. Okay, you follow Sastra. That's why Devas, they're following. But they are little devotees, not perfect devotees, pure devotees. They have lot of taste, material, sense gratification mixed. But still they are in the process of devotion like us. And in the process we may be able to elevate ourselves to the better position. One is very preliminary step is karmakanda portion. Very lowest is asura. They are repeatedly pushed down to the lowest species of life. As Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita. The next level is karmakandis. They go by Sastra, Vedas, a lot of karmas, yagya, this, and so many things. They worship, demigod worship, everything under karmakanda. You want immediate benefit. That's why so many things are karmakanda portion of the Vedas are telling. They are next level. They are using that and try to enjoy their material propensities that they are using. Next level is the devotees. With mixed devotion, karma mix, all this, taste mix, everything, somewhat coming. And this finally they ended up as a devotees, pure devotees. These devotees, even though they have this propensity, since they are in the right direction, they will come up. They will get out faster. That's why the whole process is, we need to encourage them, get them right direction, even with the gratification they come, make them to feel comfortable with the right direction, right way, that way they will be able to come up. And one who is advanced, they have to guide. Who is getting advanced, they have to take the guidance. This is a very simple process. This is what that Sura Asura matters and how that evolving, that how one should evolve to the condition of devotees from the Asuric nature. But Asuric nature is, Krishna is telling very horribly that you cannot come up. I'll repeatedly push them down. Then what is the supposed to be, Krishna is supposed to be equal to everybody. Then why Krishna is using such a word? Prabhupada is explaining the purport in the Bhagavad Gita. But only way is, by becoming Asura, Krishna is so merciful, he is equal to everybody. Therefore, he takes avatara to kill them and to make them liberate. For Asuras, by blessing is liberating. For Asuras, by killing is liberating. Both are equal. Like all Ravana, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, everybody was killed and was liberated. But Asuras are different way. That Asura nature is so horrible. One of the things is Krodha. We know that the 7 told Bhavas, we can remember Krishna. Among the 5 are positive, 7 are negative. 5 positive we know. This is Sura nature. Sanda Bhava, Vatsalya Bhava, Dasya Bhava, Sagya Bhava, Madhurya Bhava. These 5 are positive side. You can remember Lord through positive way. That is 7 are negative way. Asuric way. They are also remembering. Like Kamsa, Sisubala, everybody there. I don't remember the course. One is jealous, one is hatred, one is fear, one is angry. All these are Asuric attributes. You can remember Krishna also. Even this path of Asuras also, they are remembering Krishna. But negative way, 7 way. But somehow or other way, Krishna is taking that also positive and try to liberate them. They are becoming too much Asuric, they are killed. And you know, Sisubala, He was born that time with a third eye in his things, and his aunt, his auntie, his mother, Subala's mother, to Krishna. And Krishna was taking the child in his thing, that mother is worrying, what is that and all. Then he hears a voice that the time of birth of the Sishubala, that when the eyes fall down, over lap, when the child is kept, that when eyes fall down, that guy will kill the Sishubala. Then when Krishna goes there and he kept on that, Sishubala's things fall down. Then his mother begs, my child, don't kill him and all those. He's asuric, fully asuric, but Krishna promises, okay, I'll tolerate him up to 100 offenses. Once he crosses 100, I'll kill him. Then really, in the yagya, Rajasu yagya, Sishubala is so much criticizing, he's counting 1, 2, like 100 crosses he cut him. Even that is benefit. That's an asuric nature. They are also benefited. Prabhupada tells, only by killing Krishna is benefiting. But Prabhupada is so merciful. The Vaishnavas are so merciful than the Lord. Prabhupada tells many places than the Lord. They bring even asuric nature people also to the devotion. Prabhupada is the best example. When Prabhupada brought all the people who doesn't know what to do, what not to do, and very heavy in their nature, and no Shastravidhi following, all anger, kobo, everything, tense, everything, all asuric nature filled up, hatred, everything, Prabhupada by mercy brought. Prabhupada often tells, in other yugas, Lord killed the asuras, but in this Kali Yuga, kill asuric nature. We don't kill asuras, we kill the asuric nature. Prabhupada taught us how to kill the asuric nature. We are all asuras. Why we are asuras? We want to enjoy everything against Shastra. We don't want to follow any rules and regulations. We are like Prabhupada used to tell, we condition souls are marginally independent. But our tendency is to be fully independent. We don't want to depend on anybody, depends on what to talk about. We don't want to depend on Lord also. We don't depend on. But still, all these conditioned souls who are asuric, Prabhupada is so merciful. He taught us how to kill the asuric nature. In the Kali Yuga, you cannot kill asuras by body. Because even somebody was killed, that asuric nature is not killed, again he is born as asura. Because the Sukshma Sarira is going with mind intelligence, ego goes with him. There is no escape. Again, he is born with the same nature, asura nature. Unless you kill the asuric nature in this birth, the asuric nature will continue next birth also. Therefore, this is a better process than killing the body of the asura. This asuric nature should be killed. Prabhupada, how wonderfully he has taught us to kill this asuric nature. Little follow, he has given everything. He has given everything. And he has made simplified. He gives a very, very simple way. Like a very simple way he has given. Hold my dhoti, I will take you. That's a Prabhupada word. Simply follow the first instruction, we can get it, everything out of it. We don't need to break our head with all these shastras, everything. It comes because we can, how Prabhupada is mercifully, even Krishna told, I put repeatedly, put down these asuric people, but Prabhupada is brought all this asuric nature, killed the asuric nature, and eternally is giving us benefit, right direction. That's why we go to thousand and thousand times, cross and times, we go to be Janme Janme Prabhu Sai. He saved us. Otherwise, we are a very worst people. Outside, very decent people. Inside, we are very asuric. Everybody has the tendency for all enjoyment. But he taught us to how to get out. He brought in the proper direction. He taught us the mantra. He taught us the prasadam. Every simple, simple things he gave it, not without burden. Like a very caring a child. He is carrying us. And he is killing all the, protecting us. Like a bird is protecting its small one with its fans and other things. Similarly, Prabhupada is protecting us. He has given every small thing. This is what, when I was reading this, I got wondered, this asuric nature, how we have the tendency for asuric nature, because enjoyment, going against Shastra, everything is with us. We don't know what to do, what not to do. Certainly, before coming to ISKCON, who knows what to do, what not to do? Nobody knows about regulative principles. Now the common culture is, the violating regulative principle is the fashion. In the name of fashion, all violation is there. If you don't follow the violation, you are very orthodox and very old. You are very outcast in the society. We are all outcast. If you follow properly, you are outcast. If you are adjusted with the people, that's why some devotees also sometimes bewildered. And outside world is violating all these things. Oh, is it the fashion? I also should do. I also should. They get lost. The proper now very clearly told what should be done, what not to be done. He has given clearly, we should not give even leniency of other directions. Even little leniency in the mind will bring down to the all level, down. Let us be careful. Why, what not the Prabhupada is going? Everything Prabhupada gives, what to be done, what not. I was surprised, we were one of the meeting, Prabhupada, one of the senior Swami, Sannyasi was telling, Prabhupada told a simple formula for all accounts maintaining and all those things. Imagine. Put every single paisa in the bank, take and spend, then bank will tally all your account. This is a proper formula. Means how to bring everything into account. This is one simple formula, follow, everything will be followed. Such that he has given, what not he has given. We don't want to go for all Shastra searching for all instruction. Prabhupada has given. Even as his life you go through, we see, under this, how is it possible for us with such a asuric nature? Asuric nature means pravrittims and nivrittims. We don't know what to do, what not to do. We have a lot of krodha, hatred, this all seven characters which these people were, seven bhavas, Krishna, same seven bhavas. We have with human beings, with animals, with everything, eating everything, killing everything, hatred, bitter feeling, anger, fear. Everything is this asuric nature. With all those things, how is we are coming out? I start smiling after chanting Krishna consciousness and coming to ISKCON. I don't smile also, I don't write letter also. I was like, mostly the world is like a psycho. Unless you come to devotion, your mind is so horrible. So many fears. What is the life? What is the thing? Oh, how hatred starts, how these things, gratification one side pulling us, hatred inside developing in us, and we are anger, we are these things, and we don't know what to do, what is correct, what is not, what is life. So many questions comes, when fear comes, death comes, we fear, disease comes, we fear. All these things are making our life hell. With all those things, great solution Prabhupada gave. These are all asuric nature. We brought this out of us. Still is bringing us out of us. And still is helping us. This is the very easy method he gave. Even though that's a slogan, asuras will be never promoted to higher seat, but to Prabhupada promoted by devotee's mercy. This is a very common thing. And a very easy thing he told. Another is, sometimes the asuric guna is confused with the rajoguna. Rajoguna is different. Rajoguna, they go according to Shastra. They are very passionate, but still they follow Shastra. Asuric, they don't follow Shastra. Rajo, they know what to do, what not to do. But they are passionate, very heavily active. Because in the Rajaguna, somebody passed away, they are coming born among the Karma Sangisu. The Karma, who are very active people, they are born among them. But Asuric thinks he goes to the animal life. They are not in this life. Prabhupada tells repeatedly they will be put down in the Bhava. Krishna also tells. Therefore, there is a plenty of difference between Asura Guna and Asuric nature and Rajaguna. We should not confuse. First thing is, one is according to Shastra, Rajaguna. Asura Gunas are not according to Shastra. Rajaguna, they know what to do, what not to do. Asura Guna, they don't know what to do, what not to do. And these all vary under Rajaguna. They can be elevated to Sattvaguna easily. From Sattvaguna they can go to Sutta Sattva. But Rajaguna, the asuric nature, they will be continuously degraded. Because they don't follow the Shastra, they don't know what to do, what not to do. Unless கிருஷ்ணா பானஸ் அவதார கமஸ் அவதாரன் கில்லம் ஆர் சம் வைஷ்ணவாஸ் சம் டிவோட்டிஸ் சோ மெர்சி அண்ட் பிரிங் தம் அப் திஸ் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் ஆசுரிக் நேச்சர் அண்ட் திஸ் நேச்சர் ரஜகுண திங் அண்ட் சம்டைம்ஸ் ரஜகுண நேச்சர் ஒன் கேன் பி ஈஸிலி எலிவேட்டட் சிம்பிளி தே கேன் பிராட் டவுன் டு த சத்வகுண பிகாஸ் ஒன் சம்படி இஸ் ஹெவிலி ஆக்டிங் இன் ரஜகுண அண்ட் நேச்சுரலி கம்ஸ் டு சத்வகுண த மைண்ட் வார்ஸ் வாட் ஃபார் ஐ எம் ஒர்க்கிங் வாட் ஃபார் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் இட் கம்ஸ் பட் தமகுண இஸ் வெரி டேஞ்சரஸ் ஃப்ரம் தமகுண கெட்டிங் எலிவேட்டட் இஸ் டஃப் இட் புல்ஸ் டவுன் அசுரிகுண இஸ் ஸ்டில் ஹையர் தன் த தமகுண இட் புல்ஸ் யூ டவுன் தேர்ஃபார் இட்ஸ் செப்பரேட் சாப்டர் கிருஷ்ணா டெல் த்ரீ திங்ஸ் அண்ட் ஒன் இஸ் தெய்வசுர திஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் சாப்டர் தட் டிஃபரன்ஸ் இஸ் லிட்டில் வெரி ஃபைன் அண்ட் திங்ஸ் வி கேன் சென்ஸ் இட் அண்ட் அன்லெஸ் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வி சம்டைம் தட் கன்ஃபியூசன் கம்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் அசுரிக் நேச்சர் அண்ட் ரஜகுண நேச்சர் அண்ட் திஸ் தமகுணாஸ் சம்டைம் மிக்ஸ் அண்ட் இட் இஸ் நாட் சுரா நேச்சர் இஸ் நாட் ஃபுல்லி த சத்வகுணா பட் டிவோட்டி நேச்சர் இஸ் சுத்த சத்வா சுரா இஸ் இன் சத்வகுணா பட் டிவோட்டிஸ் ஆர் சுத்த சப்போஸ் டு சுத்த சத்வா அண்ட் சம்டைம்ஸ் டிவோட்டிஸ் சுத்த சத்வா மீன்ஸ் இட் லுக்ஸ் லைக் தே மே ஒர்க் லைக் இன் டிஃபரெண்ட் மூட் தே சோ ஆங்கர் தே சோ டூ பட் த பர்பஸ் இஸ் தே ஆர் ஆக்டிங் இன் சுத்த சத்வா மீன்ஸ் திஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் externally there may be confusion how when devotee is acting in anger or something or scolding or shouting but he is doing sutta sattva means in devotion that is higher than the rajo and sattva guna sometimes sutta sattva will be confused with rajo guna and that externally but internally what purpose how to find it the sutta sattva somebody is doing all these sometimes he has to do that rajo guna activities For example, management means Rajoguna. If you don't have Rajoguna, you cannot manage. In Sattvaguna, you cannot manage. You find everybody is equal. How can you manage? How can you instruct? How can you guide? In Rajoguna, some Rajoguna is needed. Some injected, then only you will be able to manage. Therefore, but as a devotee, you do Rajoguna, that becomes Sutta Sattva. As a non-devotee, you apply Rajoguna, it becomes a material Rajoguna. It gives a defect. Therefore, Sutta Sattva combines all these three gunas with the devotion. Sometimes you see some, you can see Rajagunas, Tamagunas, some activities devotees may do, but in devotion, maybe advanced devotee, I am not telling neophytes. We cannot imitate. That's a gunas different. Therefore, the Asura, And Sura, that is a different topic, I don't go detail. And these three gunas, these, all these things, if we know the difference, that life can be simple. And we can move forward. We can move forward. We are not certainly not very advanced. We are in the very lower level. But if we propose in the direction, we can move forward. I am personally realized for 35 years, I am doing 35. Very, even, not even single moment I went back in my thought. He is directing. He is showing direction. He is very clearly showing the direction. No Shastra I know. I don't know Krishna. I don't know Bhagavad Gita. I don't know anything. But I know Prabhupada. He has shown everything. Through him I am seeing everything. Maybe I am verifying what Prabhupada is telling is correct in this by reading this. I am unable to see all the things different from what Prabhupada told. He has shown much simpler direction. This may not understand. His purport, everything explains, his voice explains, his life explains, his how he brought up all the disciples, all these things, how brought up the movement, how such a lower level, he brought everything to higher level, how one is able to withstand. Okay, some may be having some difficulty, but still they are advanced. Neha bikramo na sosti pratyavayana vityade. There is no loss. The day will come, again they will take. So, even if we cannot achieve in this life, Sushinam Srimadangaya Yoga Prashta Vijayade, the day will come and they will get a good. These are all consoling, convincing, and so that they follow the process. Don't give up this process. You're like a child, you fall thousands of times, still don't give it up. Continue. It's a very sober way, very gentle way, very simple way, very compassionate way. The passionate people, they give you a compassion way. Therefore, we are fortunate. We got such wonderful things in this society, and we never should lose it. This is my humble request. all the devotees and everybody, not even single bit of thought you should have to give it and to take it to Prabhupada's shelter and go ahead. It will be a very nice, my personal experience. I find I don't see anything else. I go through sometimes many difficulties. Things are solution. And this simple thing is how Asuri. I was very passionate. I was used to work 18 hours in the full of R&D, research and development. I don't have time for anything else. I was such an Asuric nature. I don't know what is that. With the tea, those days, karmic days, with the tea and the biscuit I work, all the things, not even take food. And such a way I was working. But the day comes, proper mercy, some devotee made me to chant. And this comes, all these things. And from there, some Vaishnava was merciful to me, all devotees are merciful, and Prabhupada is merciful. I got this opportunity. I am very grateful to all the Vaishnavas who gave this, and Prabhupada, and we should never miss it. Anybody comes, Prabhupada cries, even a single devotee goes out, he cries. Oh, after many, many births, the soul has come to this. How can it go back? Therefore, we don't miss it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You mentioned that Suras and Nandri Sudhisattva, devotees are in Sudhisattva.
Devotees are Suras. Yes. Suras Devas. Actually, Suras is, Prabhupada is mentioning devotees, but really Sura mentions the Devas, demigods. Demigods also devotees. But the demigods are with the taste for enjoyment, material enjoyment. But they do according to Shastra. Yes, Indra, you see Indra's story, everybody's story, they are all having enjoyment propensity. Yes, they have material enjoyment, but they, with the prayer to Lord, with the surrender to Lord, with according to Shastra, they do, therefore they are Suras. They have material enjoyment. Devas. Yes, you see the stories, many stories, Indra is violated. Rama didn't do according that, because according to Shastra, Lord Rama has to, as a Kshatriya king, he has to do Rajasuya and Aswamedhayaga or something. Even Yudhishthira king, Yudhishthira did Rajasuya and these things. Because as a Kshatriya king, they are supposed to do. Therefore, as a duty they did as a Kshatriya, but not because of for sense gratification. And there is a difference between doing for sense gratification and there is a duty, as a duty you do that. That's the 18th chapter of Krishna is telling that it should be done for that purpose without getting attached to the result. Somebody is doing something that is sattva guna. And sutta sattva means the devotion he does. Therefore Rama is Lord. He did as a Kshatriya king, he came. Therefore, he has to do as a Kshatriya duty. Even Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, I don't need to do anything, but if I don't do anything, world will follow me. Therefore, I am doing. Similarly, Rama also, as a Kshatriya king, he was establishing the tradition. What are the things to be done? Therefore, to show the Kshatriya dharma, and as a Kshatriya king, he did. Therefore, we cannot compare what Rama did. But Indra position is got by any jiva who completes 100 Aswamedhayaga. Whoever completes is qualified to become Indra. That's why when Prithu Maharaja was doing 100th Agnya, Indra was so disturbed. Two times he came and disturbed. Then Brahma came and consulted, why do you want this, your devotee? Why do you combat it with him? Leave it. Then he left 99th. In the 100th Aswamedhayaga, he didn't do it. Therefore, it's the difference between devotee and Suras. Indra got envious about Prithu Maharaj. He is going to become a competitor. But Prithu Maharaj, he as a devotee, he Sakti Avasavadar, he didn't complete the Kantra Tegna, he stopped it with the 99.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Not necessary.
Huh?
You cannot be pure devotee. I am talking like a...
Who
is pure devotee? I quickly brief. Indra is a pure devotee, means why he is doing so many... We can tell, but he has read so many things, his violates.
So that is, I will tell
no, because...
Not the right place, okay? Let him finish his class.
No, okay. Okay, now, no, we can discuss later, because others may have some questions. Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Harish.
Prabhu, the question is, this Sura and the Sura, they are nothing but actually the mindset. It's like the person who is Sura can also exhibit Asuric activities, and vice versa is also possible. So we have Sura, Asura, which is nothing but how we exhibit our behavior. Plus, we have all these three modes, you know, mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. So all these things are so much complex. You know, sometimes you may see a person unintentionally, he may exhibit passive quality which he doesn't know that he is doing. But you know, he cannot check himself. Sometimes it's so happens. So how does a person correct himself? Or is there the process which finally has to help him over a period of time? Or is there, you know, how does he get out of it?
The question is, there are Asuric and the Sura nature, as well as the three guna, Sattva, Rajo, Tama guna. And people sometimes without outer ignorance, without knowing, they may act in different things. And how we correct or how we come out of the things. Simple thing is devotion. Devotional activities, you continue with your guna, but continue your devotion. In that process, you come to Sutta Sattva. This is above all this guna. Nistragunya Bhavarjana. The whole devotional process is beyond the gunas. Therefore, a person really doesn't bother so much about what guna is there under things. Engage in devotion. You see Prabhupada, how did he engage? He didn't bother about what guna the people came with the background. He engaged everybody according to the nature. Similarly, everyone has to, some nature, it's a born nature, comes in course of birth, and we cannot overnight change it artificially. Paradharma bhayavagat, sodharma nidhanam sreya. Our own character only we have to live with that, but we can tune it in the Krishna service. That is where we come out of this three gunas. Otherwise, we will get locked up. We don't think also. We do the devotion service. You remember Prabhupada time, he write in the Leelamada, somebody, Prabhupada is giving lecture in the beginning days. Somebody comes with inside things, some drunkard, and he kept some toilet paper, go and toilet tissue paper inside the toilet and come back. Prabhupada is telling, see, he has also some serving mood. That's the way Prabhupada saw the things. He didn't criticize him, oh, this crazy guy and all those things. He has some serving mood, he brought it. His mood is like that, he served like that. We cannot do pranam, he cannot do big things, but he does some service. Therefore, the whole process of devotion is, you cannot be restricted by gunas. Just to engage the guna in whatever, But in the over the, it doesn't mean you have to be in that same guna. You will be evolving. Somebody till the end, it will be like George Harrison. He cannot fully perfect follow all the things, but he is one of the way he engages, Prabhupada engaged him in his service. It's all very, that's why Raja Vitya, Raja Kukhya. It's a very secret, subtle. It's a very tough to understand devotional aspect of everything. So it comes out of guna. Nistre gunya. Come out of the guna. We cannot really think. You see that always, you know, I always to quote the Srirangam temple, he, the way he built, you know, no? All kept 200 thieves and all sitting, all these things. He built the temple. How can you accept him? We are accepting as Alvar. Therefore, the gunas doesn't play in the different role in devotion. Externally, it looks like, oh, it is wrong, 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 and other. I remember when Bangalore temple was construction, the time I was there, and devotees used to go to everywhere and collect. Once I was working, the time I was working, they called me suddenly on the Brahmachari. Come on, we have to go to a place. I went. It is a garak shop. I cannot go inside to saffron. You please go and collect the money and come back. And I got to go inside the Araksha in my lifetime and collected the some life number donation and brought. See, everything is possible in those. What you are doing, what are you doing? That is the important thing. You are doing for Krishna. He, the thing is, by engaging, you are engaging him and all these things. This really is a big topic, how the gunas can be applied in devotion. When you are applying all your gunas in devotion, it becomes Sutta Sattva. How to engage without any bit also, you should be able to take the credit or take the benefit of your activities by your guna and surrender fully in the mode of Krishna. Do your sattva, rajo, tamo, still it works out, devotion. You don't need to change the guna, but you can commit. It doesn't mean you will continue the guna, you will evolve from the guna one day. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Yes.
So he is not doing it intentionally, but it happens. So when he is on the devotional path, so will that give the reaction? That's what the question is.
Actually, the reaction will be less, but you should continue the devotion. You should not give up. When he continues, the things will automatically go get out under the guidance, not on his own. And Prabhupada tells many times, okay, you become devotee. Before becoming devotee, you did so many things, but don't continue it. Maybe one or two times you slip down out of your past things, experience or vasanas, but don't do intentionally. Continue the things. Don't with the systematic planning, don't do it. Don't do whimsically. Everybody has some tendency to fall down. Krishna forgives. Devotees forgives and helps. But you do intentionally, with whimsically, without bothering anything, continue, then it's dangerous. Therefore, everybody has the chance to sleep, but doesn't mean he is out of devotion. He has to continue the path more strictly, more tightly, more vairagya, apyasena vairagyena. Still strong practice, strong vairagya, with that you can come out. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.